So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
And there was a bonsai tree, and I bought it.
And?
So,
I haven't erected it yet.
But I have a Lego, it's the first Lego set I've bought, I think, maybe ever.
You need to erect that thing.
I'm going to erect it. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
I think you build it.
Well,
you erect a set. You build Legos.
Maybe Dave Simons knows. He's the partner and managing director at One Private Wealth, and he is with us now on KMOX. Dave, real quick, do you build or do you erect Legos?
Oh, that's good. Well, I think of the old erector set.
Yeah.
So that's in my mind.
Yeah.
So I guess, but no, I think you build Legos.
Thank you.
That's the way I would do it.
That's what I said.
Got it. All right.
You build Legos because they're blocks, like building blocks. That's
it. Well, what do you do? What do you do with the Jenga? Do you build that or do you erect that?
Well, Jenga? No,
you stack it.
You stack it so that you can tear it down.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, I guess we should talk about finances.
Yeah, since we. This is why you're here.
Okay, Dave, we've talked about this, you know, New Year's resolutions, and maybe you want to get all your stuff in order. You want to get your act together.
Mm-hmm.
How do you recommend people start off the year the right way financially? And I get it that everybody's situation is different, but are there some bullet point issues that you think, if this is not taken care of, get it taken care of now?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. The easy answer, of course, is, okay, you sit down and you make sure you're going to increase your 401k contribution like you wanted to do for a while, or you're going to finally put together a budget. Okay, that's obvious. So let me come at this from a different angle, because here's something that I see as a problem all the time. It's one of those things that people know they have to do. They talk about it all the time with their spouse, but because of inaction and apathy or whatever, they never get around to do it. And that is this happens every single day, many times across the country, where someone is dying without a will, without any instructions of what to do if they die prematurely, without any kind of a trust. I'm telling you, this is a big deal. And I guarantee there are some people right now somewhat looking sheepishly at their radio and going, ooh, shoot, he's talking about me. I've been talking about this for a while. And you're not going to do it unless you put it on your calendar to say, okay, dear, this Saturday, we are going to sit down and we're going to figure out how we want our money dispersed if something happens to us prematurely. And then we're going to call some attorney, a lawyer, estate planning attorney, and we are going to get a will put together. Or if you did so years ago when your kids were little, but now those kids are older and they have their own kids, you might want to update that. So that would be first and foremost, outside of the usual budgeting and investing and all that, look at updating or finally putting together a will. I'm amazed at how few times this happens.
So what is the downside of not doing it? Just how difficult will life get if that's not taken care of?
Okay, so let's look at a hypothetical, a normal example. You've got a wife and a husband, and you've got some kids, all right, and the husband passes away. Under law, under state law in particular, the wife would get the money and there should be no questions asked, unless the husband had been married before. And then you've got the ex coming forward and saying, well, I'm entitled to something, and that could get tied up into probate. Or even Uncle Charlie shows up and says, you know, Bob told me on a fishing trip that he was going to leave me, blah, blah, blah. And I've even gotten this written piece of paper about it. Avoid any of those problems. So that is really important. Now, that's just a traditional way. If you've got a larger extended family and you've got a lot of folks who that you do business with, for example, and you've got some business, there's no reason why that has to be an issue if you get to an attorney and put together a will. I think one thing, let me add this, on a trust, I think a trust, a lot of times, most people probably don't need that. That's usually for people who have tens of millions of dollars or who want a little bit more privacy. For most people, just a simple will. And we're talking a few hundred bucks. It's not that expensive and well worth it.
You know, there's a pretty clever set of commercials where maybe they show a touching scene where it's a dad telling the son, one day you're going to get this car, or one day you're going to get the lake house. And then it cuts in, doesn't count, because just telling a family member you're going to inherit this or that. How detailed do you suggest people be with things like that?
I tell you, the lawyer, when the lawyer sits down, Amy, that lawyer is going to say, we are going to get very granular here. We're going to dig into the weeds. And here's another thing, too. If you've got enough assets where this is a big of a deal and you've got young kids, do you really want your 18-year-old, or even when they turn 21, to inherit a lot of money? They'll probably blow right through it. So that's another reason why people of a certain level of net worth will say, no, I want my child to be taken care of, so I'm going to have a successor trustee. You know, it might be my sister-in-law or something. But when that child turns 21, he or she only gets 20% of that money. And then at 25, and then at 30, and then 35, the rest is distributed. That's very, very common. So there are a lot of different ways to peel back this particular issue, which is it can be very, very complicated. Let me add one more thing, because this just happened. This I had to be involved in it, and it's property. And that is really illiquid. And there are people who, let's say in families, well, you know, my brother and sister, we're going to inherit the property. Okay, great. But what if one of the siblings doesn't want to own the property because it's a pain in the you know what, and you have to pay property taxes on it? Where the other sibling says, are you kidding? That's been in our family for 50 years. How can we sell it? It has destroyed families. So this is where the older parents need to sit down with their kids, say, we've got this other property. Who's going to want it? And then how are we going to distribute that upon our death?
I mean, it is all so complicated. How is it important to have an attorney or somebody like that to go through all of this and help you manage it? Because I would also think that obviously it costs money to have an attorney too, but is it worth it to do that? Or what if you don't have the resources for it?
Yeah, so on that, Chris, you can... I really think it's worth it to have an attorney, but if to your point, if you don't have a couple grand or whatever to spend, you can go online and search. This is a very popular way to do this and say, look, My situation's not that complicated. I don't have extra property, and I don't have a lot of extra assets. But I just want to make sure that it's taken care of properly with my wishes. You go online, you can actually have it certified legally, and it might cost a couple $100 to have a will. And it is well worth it. And by the way, this is a really interesting topic. This is perfect timing. I don't know if you guys saw this. I just saw it this morning. There's a research firm called Wallet Hub. Mm-hmm. And they just came, this is crazy, we're talking about this. They just came out with 176 cities. Financial resolutions rank. What city does the best job of their citizens keeping up with financial resolutions for the new year? And they went into a lot of methodology, which I won't bore you with here. For whatever reason, number one is Fremont, California. But number two, our neighbors to the west, Overland Park, Kansas. Second best out of 176 cities. Where does St. Louis reside? Sort of in the middle. I'm going down to it now. Let me see. It is... I passed it by. It was like 65th or something out of 176. So do that with what you will. I found that somewhat fascinating.
Well, they're not listening to you. That's the problem.
Oh, here it is. No, it's actually a little worse than I thought. St. Louis is 79th. So sort of in the middle of the 167. And they base that on access to banks. They base that on poverty levels. They base that on mortgage affordability, a lot of different things of like, oh man, times are tough and I don't think I'm going to keep up with my resolution. They look at 401k contributions through plans and what have you. So for some reason, Overland Park is doing a great job. Us here in St. Louis, nah, not so much.
Okay, Dave, we do have a texter. It's kind of a unique question. Might be more of a therapist question even than a financial advisor, but I know you probably have to serve in both roles. Texter says, okay, our net worth is over $1 million, and it's just me and my husband, but I have about 45 nieces and nephews, and we only like 10 of them. Any suggestions? I guess maybe the awkwardness. Any suggestions? Which is kind of interesting because you may have kids or grandkids that you're not particularly fond of, that you don't trust. How do you suggest navigating that?
Okay, so there are spousal rules again that you're not going to run into a lot of trouble if just one of you passes away, because the other spouse is entitled by law then to take over those assets. Unless somebody has already, of course, written something down that, yeah, my niece over here gets my jewelry collection or whatever. But outside of that, no problems. It's when the second one passes away that you've got a real mess. And everyone's hiring their own attorneys to get a piece of that million plus. So if you want to avoid that, yes, you get an estate planning attorney. It could be a simple will. In a case like this, when you've got dozens of relatives, you might want to put a trust together. You don't have to specifically put a name. And don't let Betty Lou get any of this. You don't have to be quite to that level, but you can just say, this is the name, this is their address, and this is what I leave to them. It could be an actual dollar amount or a percentage. It's not that complicated. Mm.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know, I've heard stories, and maybe it's only in TV shows and movies, but you hear things about people challenging wills, you know, where, because they say, so-and-so leaves a certain amount of money to one kid, not another, and the other kid says, nope, that's not going to happen. So then they go to court and they try to get it reversed. Is a will not ironclad?
Well, it mostly is. It's a good question, Chris, but that's why you have to have an attorney sign off on this. And I had mentioned going online. Yeah, if you don't have the resources, but really, 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 it is worth having that attorney put with a firm backing this to put the stamp of approval on. But this happens a lot. It happens with divorce situations and multiple marriages. And to your point, yes, you could have one kid who's estranged and who comes back into the picture and says, hey, I'm blood relative. I'm the son. I know that we hadn't talked in 10 years, but I'm still entitled to this. They get a good attorney and it's possible. But if you've got something in a will that spells it out, no, I'm of sound mind and I want 100% after my wife and I pass away, 100% of my assets go to my son, blah, blah, blah. It's almost impossible for that other child to come in and get anything.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's all we need to know, because I got a kid that I am just not. I'm not giving him
You're not
anything.
Happy with, you know. No.
It's the family with up in me, Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. With me, it's day to day. You know, some days they're in the will. The next day, I don't think so.
As one quote goes, with kids, I don't play favorites, but I do play least favorites.
Yes. Hell yes. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Let's just be honest here. There are parents out there, many, many parents who have a favorite child. They just can't admit it. Oh, I love all my kids.
I think it's my brother. He was the only boy. He was the youngest. And he, oh, my goodness.
And your brother's not so much of a square, you know?
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dave Simons, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.